On Friday's page one, Iraq's Shiite-led government is lining up with an Iranian-backed militia known as Asayi Balhaq. That's deepening the sectarian tension in the political crisis. Rick Santorum is taking the fight for the Republican nomination to New Hampshire. Friday's page one looks at the money Santorum made after he left the Senate in 2006. And Senator Robert Menendez is blocking a White House nomination. It's the only time a Democrat has tried to stop an Obama appointee. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki's Shiite-led government is lining up with an Iranian-backed militia known as Asayi Balhaq. It's an offshoot of the militant force commanded by anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Asayi Balhaq bombed American convoys and bases before the troops left. It also assassinated dozens of Iraqi officials. But the latest move of bombings targeted Shiites. In all, 72 people were killed. The deadliest attack was near Nasiriyah. A suicide bomber set off an explosive vest in a crowd of pilgrims on the way to the holy city of Karbala. Elsewhere on page one, Mitt Romney issued a press release this week that was just what the White House wanted. The press release attacked President Obama for filling high-level regulatory jobs when Congress was out of town. Times reporter Michael Cooper says that put Romney on the side of Republicans in Congress. The White House is betting their toxic poll numbers will infect Romney as the campaign heats up. Rick Santorum is taking the fight for the Republican nomination to one of Romney's strongholds. Of course, that's New Hampshire. Times reporter Jeff Zeleny tells us Santorum is trying to build on his strong finish in Iowa.
He's going beyond his social conservative message that got him to this point.
Ladies and gentlemen, people don't elect a president because of the checklist of issues. They elect a leader that they trust.
He's trying to pop the conventional wisdom that Mitt Romney is the most electable candidate in the race.
When has that candidate ever run as a conservative and gotten any votes?
After two presidential debates here over the weekend, Senator Santorum is planning to take a quick detour to South Carolina on Sunday to start setting up his ground game for the state's January 21st primary. But the next stop in this Republican nominating contest remains here in New Hampshire. John Huntsman is trying to break into the race. Newt Gingrich is trying to make his last stand. Ron Paul is campaigning here as well. But many Republicans are wondering if this race is becoming a two-man battle and how the outcome of the New Hampshire race shapes the race going forward between Mr. Romney and Mr. Santorum.
Times reporter Jeff Zeleny. Santorum has made big money since he left the Senate in 2006. He made $395,000 in director's fees and stock options as a board member at Universal Health Services. That's a hospital management company that had benefited from provisions in a Medicare overhaul Santorum pushed through when he was in the Senate. He also did consulting for a lobbying firm. Its clients had gotten earmarks he sponsored. Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey is holding up President Obama's nomination of a federal appeals judge. It's the only time a Democrat has tried to block an Obama appointee. The nominee is Magistrate Patty Schwartz. She's lived for years with the prosecutor who led an investigation into Menendez. It began during Menendez's campaign in 2006 and ended last year. No charges were filed. Migrants from Mexico are not always going where they used to. Times reporter Damian Cave says the U.S. is not the magnet it once was. Arrests at the border last year fell to their lowest level since 1972. In part, that's because Mexicans are avoiding the U.S. and also Mexico City. They're going to smaller, safer cities in Mexico. The pull of Chile, Argentina, and Brazil is also getting stronger. Good teachers have a lasting positive effect on students' lives beyond academics. A new study says their students have lower teen pregnancy rates and higher adult earnings. The study was done by economists from Harvard and Columbia. It followed 2.5 million students over 20 years. It's the largest look so far at so-called value-added ratings, which measure the impact that individual teachers have on test scores of students from similar backgrounds. Inside Friday's Times, Egyptian prosecutors said former President Hosni Mubarak should be hanged. In closing arguments at Mubarak's trial, they said he was ultimately responsible for the security forces that killed hundreds of peaceful protesters. The lead prosecutor said Egyptian law authorizes the death penalty for the deliberate murder of just one person. Times reporter David D. Kirkpatrick says the country's new military rulers are bracing for possible unrest on the first anniversary of the revolution. That's on January 25th. Recently, Israel traded 1,000 Palestinian prisoners for one of its soldiers who'd been captured by Hamas. It may be the last deal of its kind. Defense Secretary Ehud Barak says Israel is establishing rules that would bar the government from agreeing to a lopsided exchange. He said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be involved in finalizing the new rules. German President Christian Wolff went on television and promised more openness and transparency. That was on Wednesday. On Thursday, he refused to let a newspaper run a transcript of an angry message he'd left on the editor's voicemail. That could breathe more life into the scandal Wolff was trying to put behind him. It started last month when the newspaper Bild began looking into a loan Wolff got from the wife of a friend. Wolff says he was just trying to get Bild to hold the story when he left the voicemail message. GM is telling owners of the Chevrolet Volt plug-in hybrid to take their cars to a dealer. They'll get an upgrade that will protect the batteries better in case of a crash. GM says it'll strengthen the steel structure and liquid cooling system that surround the batteries. Last year, 3 Volts caught fire following side impact test crashes. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration said the changes should address the problems. Well, they say looks aren't everything, but new research suggests better-looking members of Congress get more coverage on network television. 2 Israeli professors did the study. They say the networks are just trying to attract bigger audiences, but they also say the networks are compromising the democratic principle of equal access to the public sphere. That's our preview of Friday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.